God. Those guys are, they're out of control. And man, they eat, it's like having a house full of locusts. They just go through everything. And they still got some growing to do. I can't imagine in another 4 or 5 years what it's going to be like. But yeah, it's hot here, but still cooler than my last full-time job at the potash mine at Allen. That was always like 34, 35 degrees, so this ain't too bad. We got the, it's cooling down outside now. I think it's 28, 27, so I got the windows open in the house and some fans set up, and it'll cool down pretty quick. I was going to talk about something else too, but I can't think of it. I'll pass the mic back to you there, George.
Yep, copy that on the grandkids. Thunder inside, thunder outside. funny you should mention that. We have two here as well. And what are they? They're 12 and 10, I think. The two middle kids of my daughter from Lorette came back home with us for most part of a week, I guess. And then we're going to drop them back off here on the next weekend coming up. And yeah, we're lucky we have neighbors that have kids the same age, so they spend 25% of the time at their house, 25% at our house, and about half the time in between, either playing around or just going back and forth. But it is nice to have them, and I can understand the benefits it would be to have the music fest there. It definitely brings money in. And like you say, the noise, it's a couple of days, well, 3 days, whatever. And a person can live with that for 3 days for the benefits it provides for the economy. And, you must get a bit of a breeze down the valley, too. Copy. Back to you there, Reg.
Yeah, it's just about dead calm right now. It's too bad. I was hoping the wind would freshen up a bit once it started cooling down, but not too much yet. Yeah, mostly just relying on fans to pull in some cooler air from outside. But oh yeah, I know what else I was going to mention is somebody was talking about DXing on 2 meters, I think, and yeah, it's been fantastic here. Our 6-4 repeater, which is just north of Regina, I've been hearing all kinds of great stuff on that. Talked with the fella, I can't think of his call sign now, it doesn't matter, he was down. He was mobile in North Dakota near Jamestown. So that's like 700 kilometers from that 6-4 repeater, and for a while there he was just coming in like fantastic. And then Graham, you know Graham up in Pleasantdale, V5 GGW, well, I've been chatting with him over the last few days. Didn't actually talk to him today, but and then, you know, constantly hearing these other repeaters checking in, and yeah, it's been fun with this hot weather, so hope that keeps up for a little while. But yeah, I don't have too much else to say. We're slowly getting closer to our departure date for our East Coast trip, so I think I got most everything ready to go. I gotta clean out the truck good and a few little odds and ends to do, but yeah, I'm actually just sitting here right now trying to plan it out a little bit. I normally don't do that for a vacation, but they say it's pretty busy out east in the summer, and that you're really smart to book campsites ahead of time. I kind of find someplace at 8, 9 o'clock in the evening might not be a good idea out there, so I'm trying to do that right now, and that's a bit of a challenge, because how far will you go in a day? Like, who knows, right? you can say, well, I'm going to do 700 kilometers, but will you? You might do more. Like, yeah. Anyway. And, yeah, that's about it. Yeah, the grandkids are lots of fun. They keep you busy, and, yeah, we sure enjoy having them. I wish I had your situation with kids their age, like, right close by. Unfortunately, we don't reset there. We don't, so, yeah, well, we keep them occupied. My wife's sister's just over on the next block there. She's got a pool, so whether she's there or not, we can take them over to the pool and they can cool off. Anyway, I'm kind of talking too much here probably. I'll turn the mic back to you, George.
Yeah, that's what the chit chat's for. We're just about over anyway, and anybody else listening, they can pop in on us. If you're going out east and you're going through Vermilion Bay, Ontario, which you have to pretty much do, I think, if you're going down number one, there's a little park, provincial park called Blue Lake Provincial Park. And if you stop there, you're sleeping on my grandfather's land. He had seven lots of waterfront right next to the park, which he sold to the park about a week before he died of a massive heart attack. That's Blue Lake Provincial Park. Most of that land is my grandfather's old turf and the cabin. The cabin they have the historic display in was the master cabin, was his house. And there's pictures in there of my family, or my dad's family, I guess. So it's interesting. Anyway, enjoy the holiday when you're out there, and travel safe, enjoy it, and come back safe.
Yeah, very good, George. Well, that's really interesting. We've stopped at Blue Lake a number of times, probably 3, 4, maybe 5 times. I grew up in what was Port Arthur, Ontario, and is now part of Thunder Bay. So that wasn't, you know, that's not too far from my hometown. And yeah, that's really interesting. Unfortunately, I've never spent any time there, so I've always just stopped there on the way through and camped for the night, you know what I mean? Again, Paul, we were there just last year, and we pulled in at, I think it was about 10 o'clock at night. I thought I was going to get a free night of camping, but you know, there was someone still sitting at the wicket at the park gate there. I couldn't believe it. I even joked with her that, yeah, I was looking for free camping, and she says, well, if you'd come a half hour later, you might have got it. So, anyways, but, yeah, I'll have to try to make a point of stopping in there during the day sometime and check out the information center and whatnot. Yeah, really good. Well, thanks for the chat there, George. I'll let you go and say 7-3 to everyone, and thanks for checking me in. And, B5 Golf Tango Whiskey, B5 Romeo Echo Golf will be clear and back to net control.
I'll give you one more tidbit. About halfway across the park from, there's a lagoon down on one end of it, and on the far end there's a store that used to be my grandmother's. She sold it to her brother. But halfway between the two ends, there's a big blob of concrete that used to be the back deck area of the master house, my grandfather's place. And if you're going towards the store from that, you go about, probably 20, 30 feet, maybe it's a bit more than that. And on the left-hand side, there's a spruce tree with a big, huge scar on it. That scar came from when it was just not much more than a sapling, and they were moving my uncle's house over to where they were going to keep it. And in the process, they dragged over this little spruce tree and scarred it. and that tree still stands. A little bit of history. Anyway, thanks for being there, Rich. Have yourself a great time, and like I say, enjoy the holidays. Okay, folks, we've been yakking here for a while, but that's okay. That's what we do on this radio, or on this net. So I will do a last call. If there's anybody out there that's been listening and we've been yakking too much for you to get in, or you've been too shy or just turned the radio on or whatever the case may be, doesn't matter. If you're out there and you're listening to me, I'd love to talk to you. So if you haven't called in before or if you want to recheck, please come now.
It'll be 5 Echo Echo.
Lyle, good evening, and how are you? Yeah, you guys were down a little bit. Randy brought you up, and then I forgot to call you, and I did call and didn't get too much. But, how's Lyle, and what have you been up to this last week or so?
Good evening, George, and everybody on that here. Had trouble here with our node. I don't know what was going on with the thing. It was kind of causing static all over the place here, and we couldn't even use the repeater here, too. Every time you keyed up there, it'd give you a noise there for sometimes about 3 minutes and then shut off, and then the same thing would happen again. But anyway, thanks, Randy. If he's still listening there, thanks for getting us tuned up here and back on the air here. Now, let's see, what have we been doing? We've been in Lethbridge here for the last, we've been there for 5 days, I think. I've seen the brother-in-law there and another elderly lady, too, that's in the care home. So we've been doing there, so that kept us pretty busy, and there's a house there to clean out too that the other lady has that she's got nobody there to help clean things up there and get the house ready for selling, I guess, too. So yeah, they've been busy doing that too, and sure got a lot of stuff in that house. Holy doodles. Yeah, they even got more stuff than I have in the basement here, and that's a lot. Anyway, that's what we've been up to there, and getting ready for another trip here next Monday, I think. We're going to be going down there to Nebraska there to see the sister-in-law. She's got her 70th birthday coming up there. And let's see, I've been doing something else here, too. Got a few basements here, too, electrical work in the basements, a few newer houses here. So I got some of that stuff done. I got to go back tomorrow and probably back Tuesday to finish up doing some of that stuff. So, well, it's been pretty busy here for us there, George.
I copy that, Bob. I know the people will appreciate your help doing the cleaning and just the visiting for the in-law there. And, that kind of help is always underestimated. It is usually extremely well appreciated, and good on you for doing it. Enjoy in Nebraska. That should be nice countryside down that way. This time of year it'll be a little cooler than we've had the last couple of days. So good. I'm glad to see you're not bored. And at least you're inside in basement, so that's not too bad for the heat usually. And good to hear you. I haven't had good juice over here for a while. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, for sure there, George. Yep, we always got something on the go here, that's true. And, got a few little tidbits here we have to do for the club here, too. We got our UHF repeater there. We've got to change the coax cable on that thing one day here. And YQR1, I finally got rid of the RC210 announcement on it there with the help of Mike there. And we're still trying to get into the REC repeater site there to change the call sign. It's been 4 weeks now trying to get in there. And the Prairie Mobile that we used to get in there with, I don't think they have the key anymore. They can't find the key for the place, so we'll have to get to the owner of the site out to their north of Regina here. So we'll eventually get there and change the call sign to the REC there to AAA. Let's see what else we've been. Yeah, that's about all we've been doing here now for the club there, because we have no meetings here in the summertime, so it's kind of gets us caught up there with all the stuff we got to do around the house here. Other than that, there, George, I think that's all I got here.
Activity time out.
Sasquatchewan Reflector 9300.
Link disconnected.